No, rakshasas and asuras, rakshasas are purely rajasic. And asuras are also rajasic with some kind of sattva in them. But sattva used for the purposes of rajas. Those who make sattva also utilized for purposes of rajas.
And sattva would be this, devim.
So pure sattva, who go even beyond, because devim prakritim is beyond sattva. Prakriti consists of sattva, rajas and tamas. But devi prakriti goes beyond sattva, rajas and tamas. So, those who want to apply this knowledge certainly pass through the sattva, because it is sattva which leads them, but then they become ashritaha, they become gripped by devim prakritim, by the higher nature. Mahatmanastu mam prartha devim prakritim ashritaha. And when they are gripped by the higher nature, then automatically the movement of bhakti originates. The real bhakti originates when there is resort to the higher nature. Bhajanti ananya manasaha gyatva bhutadim avyayam. This devotion arises out of the knowledge. It is when the knowledge is given, as Prophet Muhammad has said, to see God and not to love Him is impossible. To see God is to know God. Once you know God, it is impossible for you not to fall in love with Him. So, jyatva, having known that reality, bhajanti ananya manasaha, then they begin to love Me, ananya manasaha, one-pointedly. Their mind becomes ananya manasa, without any distraction whatsoever. This happens when they come to know Me, bhutadim avyayam. When they come to know Me as the origin of all the creatures, and avyayam, one who is indestructible. Having known Me to be the origin of all things, having known Me as something that is indestructible, they fall into My devotion without any kind of destruction in their mind. Once they enter into devotion, then now there is intensification of devotion, which is now given the next verse. Satatam kirtayantaha mam yatantascha drishavrataha namasyantascha mam bhavatya bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. There is intensification of devotion. Satatam kirtayantaha. They constantly sing the praise of the Lord. Satatam, without any break. All the time, uninterruptedly, kirtayantaha. They become singers of the glory of the Supreme.
It looks like a repetition. Ananya chintayanto mam yojana paripasate desham nitya yuktanam yoga kshemam bhavamyam. The first line is somewhat like
Yes, because in love there is only one word. Love and love and love. You might even say that love, greater love, intensest love, ecstasy, whatever you might say. But what more can you say about it? About knowledge you can describe in many ways. In karma there is so much variety. But in love there is only one. Love and more intense love. So again and again the same words are repeated.
Just one word here and there.
Even if you open the last paragraph, the last verse of this chapter, there is a climax of this chapter. Ninth chapter, 34. This is the last message of this chapter. Man mana bhava, become my-minded. Man mana bhava, become my-minded. Mad Bhaktaha, become my devotee. Mad Yaji, worshipper of me. Mam Namaskuru, you surrender to me, bow down to me. Mam Eva Eshasi, you will come to me only. Yuktva Evam Atmanam Matparayanaha. Matparayana, when you become fully endowed, engage in me, then you will unfailingly come to me. So even that sentence, even at the climax, is the same thing. What more can you say? The tongue has no language to describe the sweetness and the ecstasy of the love of the divine. So in human language, it goes on repeating with the same. And that is why among all yajjas, japa yagna is regarded as the highest. As we shall see later on in the Bhagavad Gita, that when you approach the Supreme, how will you approach Him? By repeating His name. There's nothing more than that to be done. You repeat Him all the time. In fact, love's experience of love is nothing but repetition of the name of the Beloved. At every repetition, it becomes more and more intense. And that is the Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is nothing but Japa Yajna, in which you repeat the name of the Lord again and again and again and again and again and endlessly.
Here, one sense, but manmana.
Yes, your mind becomes endowed with me. Mad Bhaktaha, my devotee. Mad Yaji, my worshipper. And Mad Parayanaha. So all of them actually are one and the same, but there are different levels of consciousness where mind itself becomes full of devotion. When you become devoted to me, you become worshipper of me, and you become completely engaged in me, matparayanaha.
Maybe sharanagat bhav.
Yes, that is sharanagat. Even to say sharanagat is becoming little more dry.
Surrender.
Yes, surrender is even dry. Matparayanaha, as he says, Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru, that is surrender. But then Matparayanaha, you become completely engaged in me. In Sharana also there is some kind of a distinction between you and him. But Matparayanaha, you become engaged in me completely.